you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's the Film Week Marquee on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Peter Rayner and Tim Cogshell. First up, Alexander Payne's new film, The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti, Davine Joy Randolph, and newcomer Dominic Sessa. Peter?
This is a really lovely movie. It's Alexander Payne back in form. It has some real feeling to it. It's also very funny. Really well acted across the board. It's a wonderful movie.
Television comedy writer David Hemmingson makes his feature screenwriting debut. The Holdovers, rated R. It's in select theaters before opening wide in 2 weeks. The Killers, the latest from David Fincher, the thriller starring Michael Fassbender, Tilda Swinton, and Charles Parnell. Tim.
Here we have David Fincher back in form in this movie about a hitman, a meticulous hitman who misses, and the consequences of that. This is written by Andrew Keith Walker, the guy who wrote Seven. And it's just as tight as that movie was.
The Killer is rated R. It's in select theaters before streaming on Netflix coming up the middle of November. Priscilla tells the story of Priscilla Presley through her eyes. It's adapted from her memoir. The film stars Kaylee Spaney as Presley. Jacob Elordi plays Elvis. Peter, what'd you think?
It's smoothly made, but I thought it was just too cool for school, and I didn't really learn much about any of the characters in this film. It's just kind of an art house exercise.
Sofia Coppola, the writer and adapter of Presley's memoir. It's rated R. It's at AMC's The Grove and the Century City 15 before opening wider next Friday. And finally, The Delinquents, an Argentina-based film. It's set in Buenos Aires, starring Daniel Elias, written and directed by Rodrigo Moreno. Tim?
Well, this is a heist film. It's not really a heist film. And a prison drama. It's not really a prison drama. It's actually very bright, very smart. It's also 3 hours long, which is about a half an hour too long. Still, if you can handle it, it's a very good movie.
The Delinquents is Argentina's submission for the Oscars. The film is unrated in Spanish with English subtitles, and it's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. Also out this week, a documentary for film lovers titled Yellow Door 90s Lo-Fi Film Club. It's set in South Korea, the documentary about a group of young people, including later famous Korean director Bong Joon-ho of Parasite and The Host, who learned about film by studying frame by frame these classic films.
On VHS, which they had to copy in real time and watch these movies. It's a very, very interesting film, and it's foundational.
Yellow Door 90s Lo-Fi Film Club is streaming on Netflix. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.